Excerpts from The Secret Door to Success by Florence Scovel Shinn. Chapter 1. The Secret Door to Success. So the people shouted when the priests blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass, when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city. Joshua 6:20. A successful man is always asked, "What is the secret of your success?" People never ask a man who is a failure, "What is the secret of your failure?" It is quite easy to see, and they are not interested. People all want to know how to open the secret door to success. For each man, there is success, but it seems to be behind a door or wall. In the Bible reading, we have heard the wonderful story of the falling of the walls of Jericho. Of course, all biblical stories have a metaphysical interpretation. We will talk now about your wall of Jericho, the wall separating you from success. Nearly everyone has built a wall around his own Jericho. This city you are not able to enter contains great treasures, your divinely designed success, your heart's desire. What kind of wall have you built around your Jericho? Often it is a wall of resentment. Resenting someone or resenting a situation shuts off your good. If you are a failure and resent the success of someone else, you are keeping away your own success. I have given the following statement to neutralize envy and resentment. What God has done for others, he now does for me and more. A woman was filled with envy because a friend had received a gift. She made this statement, and an exact duplicate of the gift was given her, plus another present. It was when the children of Israel shouted that the walls of Jericho fell down. When you make an affirmation of truth, your wall of Jericho totters. I gave the following statement to a woman. The walls lack and delay now crumble away, and I enter my promised land under grace. She had a vivid picture of stepping over a fallen wall and received the demonstration of her good almost immediately. It is the word of realization which brings about a change in your affairs. For words and thoughts are a form of radioactivity. Taking an interest in your work, enjoying what you are doing, opens the secret door of success. A number of years ago, I went to California to speak at the different centers. By way of the Panama Canal, and on the boat I met a man named Jim Tully. For years he had been a tramp. He called himself the King of the Hobos. He was ambitious and picked up an education. He had a vivid imagination and commenced writing stories about his experiences. He dramatized tramp life. He enjoyed what he was doing and became a very successful author. I remember one book called Outside Looking In. It was made into a motion picture. He is now famous and prosperous and lives in Hollywood. What opened the secret door to success for Jim Tully? Dramatizing his life, being interested in what he was doing. He made the most of being a tramp. On the boat, we all sat at the captain's table, which gave us a chance to talk. Mrs. Grace Stone was also a passenger on the boat. She had written The Bitter Tea of General Yen and was going to Hollywood to have it made into a moving picture. She had lived in China and was inspired to write the book. That is the secret of success, to make people what you are doing interesting. Be interested yourself and others will find you interesting. A good disposition, a smile, often opens the secret door. The Chinese say, a man without a smiling face must not open a shop. The success of a smile was brought out in a French moving picture in which Chevalier took the lead. The picture was called With a Smile. One of the characters had become poor, dreary, and almost a derelict. He said to Chevalier, what good has my honesty done me? Chevalier replied, even honesty won't help you without a smile. So the man changes on the spot, cheers up, and becomes very successful. Living in the past, complaining of your misfortunes, builds a thick wall around your Jericho. Talking too much about your affairs, scattering your forces, brings you up against a high wall. I knew a man of brains and ability who was a complete failure. He lived with his mother and aunts, and I found that every night when he went home to dinner, he told them all that had taken place during the day at the office. He discussed his hopes, his fears, and his failures. I said to him, you scatter your forces by talking about your affairs. Don't discuss your business with your family. Silence is golden. He took my lead. During dinner, he refused to talk about his business.